This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are in the midst of two different countervailing revolutions. We have the pro-human, common sense, truly liberal Renaissance trajectory based on a Judeo-Christian ethos, but integrated with modern science. And then we have the globalist centralization paradigm that openly seeks to overthrow the natural order and program it in whatever shapes, sizes, and ways the new gods see fit. There is Renaissance and there is authoritarianism. Authoritarianism sells its poison Kool-Aid in 1,000 flavors, but all of it will enslave you. That will destroy your dreams. All of it will lead you straight into hell and bondage. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last month, you've seen huge attack pieces in hundreds of newspapers, national television, misrepresenting what I've said and what I've covered here on this broadcast, saying Alex Jones hates gay people. Alex Jones hates drag queens. Listen, I'm a libertarian. I believe in conservative values for families because statistically that's successful. And I believe people should be able to choose their sexuality and who they want to be and not be sexualized by a heterosexual uncle or a homosexual aunt or anybody. Keep your hands off children, period. And the targeting of children by the Tavistock Institute, that's MI6 mind control, publicly. That's public. British mind control operation. To have children as young as 3 sign up for gender reassignment, confusing them. And Camille Paglia, that has been a classical liberal lesbian, says it's serious child abuse, because it is. But then the media tries to hide behind their agenda of breaking up the family, dehumanization by chemicals, by cultural brainwashing, by anti-father figure images all throughout the media, and all the other attacks. They want to change the subject whenever I expose the sexualization of children and say, oh, you're just against drag queens. No, I was against government programs in every European and Western country, including the U.S., sending 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds to story time where men, sometimes dressed up like clowns, tell them, want to be a drag queen? Want to be a girl if you're a boy? Want to be a girl if you're a boy, or a boy if you're a girl? That is pure sexualization of children in the name of tolerance, targeting them. And there are major professors that are being banned from YouTube and banned from grants because they say there are male chromosomes, there are female chromosomes. There are males, there are females. And that's the new ultimate crime. We were contacted by Facebook last week and told, you're going to be permanently banned if you don't stop talking about this. Chemicals in the water, sexualization of children. They said there's words you cannot say. You cannot say drag queen. You cannot say tranny. And I'm like, that's weird. Until I realize they can use that term. They can push that agenda on kids. We can't even be allowed in the Matrix to communicate the term to explain the agenda using the, quote, drag queens. Imagine if a woman came in and wanted to randomly talk to your children about sex. You'd say it was bizarre. If it was a school nurse and they were too young, you'd think it was weird. What if it was a man? I mean, if Judge Roy Moore was really courting 14-year-olds, I think it's creepy. I don't like it. But it might not be true. He's denying it all. See what I mean? If Judge Roy Moore is 35 courting 14-year-old girls, it's weird. But when you've got the footage that Millie Weaver and Gavin Winscott in Austin at a public thing, they were videotaping it, they streamed it online, took photos, all the kids, it's on Infowars.com, the shock video. They have got men twerking and pole dancing with little kids and men wearing thong underwear with children dressed like, I mean, it is shocking sexualization of children. It is incredible, and it's all coming up.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it. We see the earth now. You got it. We see the earth. You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to premiere, if you can use that term, shocking footage shot inside a, quote, drag queen festival held at a hotel in Austin, Texas. And if you think it's creepy when you see these fashion shows and little girls and little boys dressed up in adult clothing, I guess they think it's just politically correct. It's okay to have young children next to men with huge cod pieces. Here, scroll down and show them. Basically naked, just with glitter on the man's genitals. Little girls, little boys, men humping the ground, twerking, children simulating it with women in hijabs, just all trying to be counterculture. It can't get any weirder. Total sexualization of children. We're talking about women and men bringing their children to a drag queen festival that looks like a gay parade, which have your parades all day, but everybody's pointed out it's something you don't bring your children to. So that's the next level, ladies and gentlemen. That's the next level of this coming up with Millie Weaver in studio at the bottom of the hour. And it is a total agenda all over the country and all over the Western world, and it's weirder than hell because they will also at these events have Muslim Democratic Party leader women wearing hijabs who then have family members that are known jihadists that write books about not letting women go out without a man, don't let women drive cars, and cut women's genitals off and throw gay people off buildings. So under the guise of tolerance, they're promoting the sexualization of children. And we're going to premiere the footage. Then we're going to post it. It's not posted yet. At InfoWars.com. Now, we've got so much other over-the-top important news. Saudi Arabia scrambles fighter jets amid fears of war in the Middle East. That is escalating. Judge Roy Moore says he will sue the Washington Post and others over what he says are complete and total lies. Well, I don't know if Judge Roy Moore was trying to sexualize 14-year-olds, but we got footage at events all over the world, including Austin, Texas, this weekend, where it's men bent over humping like they're having sex with kids simulating it right next to them with women wearing hijabs clapping. And then big old fat men with wigs on pole dancing. And little kids there just in the midst of clearly the early sexualization of children and the fetishizing of involving children in it. It is truly sick. And our crew gets there and, okay, videotape. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're streaming live on the internet. Yeah, we've got Facebook showing it all. And little kids giving tips, giving money to the drag queens that dance for them. In fact, I should open the show up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have video of fat men pole dancing and little kids, little girls and little boys giving them dollars. Imagine you go to the local park and there's a guy on the monkey bars in a woman's dress wearing a G-string with his package with glitter on it, leaning over, and then your children are giving them dollars. You would call the police. You would go insane. No one would believe you. It would be so weird. No one would believe you. It would be so weird. Notice the left tried to destroy Ted Cruz because there's a Republican once, and there was some other Republican. They went to a burlesque show that was just women scantily dressed but covered up. Pretty classy in my view. Imagine if Ted Cruz went to one with transsexuals. We've been told, Facebook officially said that's a hate word, even though it was never thought to be a hate word before, so we can't even use the word that they banned. Again, it's all about the control of language, so you can't even criticize something that's then attached itself to the overall larger agenda. Sparkle shine at story time. St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And then what it is a bunch of little kids being rolled up in front of a bunch of men dressed like women, scantily clad, and being taught this is cool, this is fun, this is neat. That's just a newspaper article you brought in to show me. This is happening in every major city every week, that children are being bombarded. And then people say, oh, you're just being mean. You're just attacking them because they're cross-dressers. No, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care about that. I don't care if they were heterosexuals, cross-dressers, whatever they are. They shouldn't be in there bombarding in an organized program saying, the drag queen goes swish, swish, swish. Oh, you're all going to be drag queens when you grow up. Now, you don't have a scientist or a firefighter or a police officer come and say you're going to be that. No, no, no. We're going to teach you how to be a drag queen. I mean, it's on the audio from the AP piece. And the media always plays dumb and says they don't want the alarm bell raised that we're making this up and just attacking drag queens. I mean, I will say these are hideously ugly men. If you're going to be drag queens, my God, could they just get some that don't look like hell? I mean, I'm allowed to aesthetically say these are really obese people. But again, it's the force feeding of it onto our children. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back in a few minutes, every few months I see a stabbing attack at the Mall of America by a Somali. And then you always see the police chief say, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. That was actually a quote I saw a few years ago. And then they made a song out of it on Super Deluxe. It's been seen like 40 million times plus. It's one of the most popular songs this year. Kind of blew up in their face when they made folks love us, not hate us. Well, there's been another stabbing at the Mall of America by a Somali. Stabbed two people, they say, for no reason. And we're going to come back and show you actual footage of the Mall of America, what it looked like when the stabbing. This is during the stabbing, this footage. And the mall is basically 90% Somali now. And that is a government resettlement zone for 40 years. And then the Somalis do not, on average, assimilate. No, they just recreate Somalia right here. So, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. And it just shows where we've gone as a culture and a civilization. Briefly, we are having to end the special that we had on a bunch of products because they basically sold out. A bunch of the products sold out. We're having to end the specials on Supermel Vitality and others. But we're extending free shipping, and we've added some new items, but only for two more days. We've added some new items back on. Z-Shield is 50% off, the Great Detoxifier, and Caveman True Paleo is about to sell out, but a new shipment comes in 2 weeks, but I'm going to go ahead and put it at 50% off with free shipping on top of it. That's an amazing product. So take advantage of those specials and support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So if you're a radio listener, you probably know that we also simulcast via television on some cable systems and UHF VHF stations, as well as streams on the internet, so that we can document what we're saying, not just make claims. That's why I pioneered, really about 19 years ago, simulcasting video with my radio show, not just a webcam, so I could show people news articles, show people documents, show people bills, show people legislation. That was really back in the day before the internet was so prolific, where you could just go search any bill or find any piece of news you wanted, and then folks would just say I was making it up. So I began to show people. Well, that's what we do. But if you are a radio listener, if you go to Infowars.com/show, you can actually see what I'm talking about. Mall of America yesterday was about 95% Somali. Now, that's the main area where they've been resettling for 40-plus years. The U.S. government has been bringing Muslims in from the most suppressive, most radical Muslim nation in the world, where women are sold at slave auctions to this day. And it has the highest murder rate in the world, and women are seen as basically animals. Now, our government, as part of the Diversity Visa Program, has colonized Minnesota with Somalis. And every few days I hear about a Somali stabbing someone or running over someone or shooting someone. Sometimes the police officers in Minnesota, they're Somali, just randomly shoot people. That's been the news. And it's, I guess, the culture, you could say. Everybody knows about Somalia and the pirates and all the rest of it. So this is being done. They're being brought into the country. And then every time there's a new attack, it just gets shuffled under the rug, what's really going on. But here's the attack. Suspect arrested after stabbing at Mall of America. And then Time Magazine, Newsweek, and others have headlines. Oh, look, Somalis finding their way in America. And it shows them at the swimming pool wearing their hijabs, their full outfits in the pool. And then again, this isn't backwards. This isn't suppressive of women. No, no, the left says this is good. This is great. And then if you go to a drag queen festival, you'll see five-year-old kids holding hands with men who are wearing nothing but glitter glued to their genitals. But see, now a little girl, a little boy, with a man with glitter on his genitals, it's okay because it's liberal. It's not sexualization of children. It's not conditioning everybody. It's not an organized program, which it is. It's just peace and love. And then at the very event we got videotape of this weekend in Austin, there are women in hijabs there clapping. Yay! This is the weirdness that the globalists have engineered, where they love an authoritarian, anti-homosexual religion. And then they integrate it in with women in hijabs that are suppressed and controlled at these bizarre events. And it's just what Matt Bracken talks about, where the Islamists will show up suddenly in mass. The first wave, they adopt your culture. The second wave, suddenly they come out in mass as part of Islam to condition you and to teach you. Let's roll that footage for TV viewers of what was happening in Minnesota. This is the Mall of America. This is yesterday. The same day that there's the stabbing. And this is what's happening. And the camera goes on and on and on, so you can see your new Somali majority. And then the other folks, they're not white, they're just Arabs. So the Arabs are the minority at the Mall of America, and the black Northeast Africans, where slavery is still legal. And then here is our new Somali god, Mahad Adradam 20, is accused of stabbing two people at the Mall of America. And there he is. Suspect arrested after stabbing at Mall of America. 20-year-old suspect. Bloomington police said the incident happened Sunday evening in the first floor dressing room. It was on to say the people didn't do anything. On the surveillance camera, he just walks over and starts stabbing them. Police said the first victim was stabbed after he returned to the dressing room and confronted Mahad Ababa, whatever his name is, of Minneapolis, who had allegedly attempted to steal his belongings. Oh, a 20-year-old suspect is in custody after two men were stabbed at the Mall of America in Minnesota during what police called an interrupted theft. The incident occurred inside the Macy's store. And so you see, that's the culture now, ladies and gentlemen. Robbing, stealing, pirating. What is the main culture of Somalia? Pirating and banditing. All their neighbors hate them. Sudan won't let them in. Kenya won't let them in. And those are black people that won't let Somalis into their country. Do you know how many people Saudi Arabia allows in from Somalia to come there as refugees? Zero. Zero, 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 zero. Oh, but here, ladies and gentlemen, let's just go to the mall, and it's 90-something percent Somalis, and then you catch somebody robbing you, and boy, you're going to get stabbed. Somebody else is going to get stabbed. Can we go out to break with just the last 40 seconds of the song that, again, has been seen over 40 million times? The Alex Jones, Bon Iver piece. So that everybody can just understand and just know what we're dealing with here and how serious this is. I'm not making a joke out of it. It's very, very sad. They made a joke out of it. It's Super Deluxe. Time Warner did. They took the video and made a joke about it. But now it's become a national anthem against this insanity. They're force-feeding us. The cultural death, they're force-feeding us. But again, briefly, we are going to end free shipping tomorrow. The specials we have for the last 4 days are gone because a lot of those items were about to sell out, like Supermale Vitality and Superfemale Vitality. But the Probiotic Bomb Defense, about to sell out, but still 50% off. Super Blue Colloidal Silver Fluoride Free Mouthwash, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, still 50% off. But we've added Caveman True Paleo Formula. It's so amazing that people love so much. That's 50% off as well. Free shipping, it's got to end. Z-Shield is also being added for the things that have gotten taken off the list, the amazing heavy metal detoxifier. Check it all out for yourself, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. But when we come back, we are going to air the piece that Gavin Wentz and Millie Weaver shot inside the bizarro world, and that's putting it lightly, of men dressed as women having children give them tips for twerking their butts in the children's faces. But it's okay because it's liberal. It's not sexualizing children. It's a wonderful thing.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. refresh your breath, and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you're radio listeners, we're going to voice over some of this play-by-play, but for TV viewers, viewer discretion is advised. This is really disturbing footage that Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz shot at the International Drag Queen Festival here in Austin, Texas this weekend. I want to be clear. The media, every time we cover this stuff, misrepresents that we hate gay people or drag queens. That is not what's happening. I don't care if it's a bunch of heterosexuals, you know, saying in their twerking for children or homosexuals or whatever. The point is that this is serious sexualization of children. Some of the people there may not get that or understand it, but you've got men twerking for children that give them tips, totally inappropriate. You've got men totally naked except for glitter on their genitalia with little boys and little girls. Scroll down and show TV viewers, folks. I mean, that's just glitter. Some of the footage was so shocking you didn't show it, though they have their own YouTube channels and stream this live. They were proud of this. So this is sexualization of children. If you saw a man at the park that was on a jungle gym naked, if you saw a man at the park who had glitter on his genitalia with a wig on and kids giving him dollars, you'd think you were in the Twilight Zone and call the police. This is crazy how under the guise of art and under the guise of tolerance, this is happening all over the Western world. It's not just that drag queens go into story time. They go, you're going to be a drag queen, aren't you? Swish, swish, swish. Oh, thank you. And then now it's gone to men on their knees simulating sex with little kids running up, simulating it and giving them money. Millie Weaver, what gave you and Gavin the idea to go do this, and what did you think once you got there? Because I've never seen anything this extreme.
Well, we've seen already how there have been children drag queens already coming out in the media, which the LGBTQ community has been promoting. So when we looked into the Austin International Drag Festival, we saw their headliners, and in their headliners, they had a young boy dressed in drag. That's right, you heard me, dressed in drag, and he was one of the performers, alongside performers that had the most raunchy, disgusting names you could ever imagine. So we knew that this was going to be something that was going to be inappropriate. It said all ages welcome, children are welcome. So children, the parents brought their children to this show,
and this
where
is
they
conditioning.
Were cursing. They were cursing. Their names were raunchy. I don't even know if it's radio friendly to say some of their names, and it was just completely inappropriate. Now, it would be funny if it were just all adults, maybe drinking cocktails and laughing, oh, it's funny, you know, but that's when you have an adult audience, not when you have children there, and that's the whole problem.
You don't take your daughters or your sons when they're 3 or 4 years old to a strip bar.
Exactly.
You don't do that, and the point is they know what they're doing, the groups, the organizations you're talking about. The symbols that were there, everything going on. This is Creepville to the max. We're going to come back after break after we played this and analyze it more. But on Infowars.com, the video has gone live. It's on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. It's on Facebook. These are people that wanted the media here. They wanted to show you this. They wanted you to see this. They wanted to see men. Obese men acting like strippers with young children giving them money. This is what they wanted you to see. So now we're going to show you the true in your face coming out of this underculture that people talk about the creepiness of the fashion shows. The little boys and little girls dress a little scantily, okay, or dress like adults. This is 50 levels more. This is
yes. And, you know, some of the drag queens that were participating talked about and bragged about how they do the story time with drag queens. So they are the same drag queens that do the story time readings at these libraries with children. And they were bragging about that, saying, oh, family programming, ha, ha, ha. And they even said in the future, all of your children will be dressing like this. And that was kind of the theme that they wanted to promote, that this is the future.
And a lot of leftists don't want paramilitary groups in the schools training kids like ROTC to wear uniforms because it is a feeder group into the military. We have to decide whether you want your children in those programs at the school or not. This is force-fed to entire assemblies to confuse the gender run by the Tavistock Institute out of England that is their MI6 mind control bureau. I mean, look at this one shot right here. Scroll down, please. This is a man with his genitals covered and with a boy dressed as a girl. I mean, this is unbelievable, and we all know what it is, ladies and gentlemen. We all know exactly what it is. This is the exact same type of art and crap getting promoted by Tony Podesta, the brother of John Podesta, who just had his big lobbying firm shut down. Millie?
Well, you know, what's interesting also to note is that the young drag queen boy that was there, his mothers were there alongside him. And it just goes to show that this is what happens. This is the culture. And these children are being overly sexualized. Now, if grown adults...
Camille Paglia has called it sexual abuse. She's a liberal lesbian. It is. You start trying to tell 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds that there's something else and trying to put it in their head and then take them to things that give fat men pole dancing money, shaking their butts in the kids' faces. This is sick.
It is disgusting. You had people there dressed inappropriately. I could never even imagine as a woman wearing what these drag queens were wearing. You had somebody come out with just like a clear, like, mesh-looking top that had just black taped X's over the nipples, giving the children hugs. It was just really disturbing. I couldn't even imagine. I was sitting there trying to be like, okay,
this is total. This is total. This
without it just being completely disturbing to people.
This is total conditioning, and I guarantee you, you research the headliners and their names, you know what you're going to find at the bottom of it. I mean, this is full-grown men dressed as women, seductively dancing for little girls and boys, being given money by them. Again, if you saw this driving by the park, what would you do? You'd think an alternate dimension of hell had opened.
And here's the other part here. Here's the other element. The drag queens attracted an audience of what I like to call and what I thought looked like, in my opinion, Johns. You had a bunch of regular-looking dudes there that were totally perving on the drag queens, winking at them, giving them money, giving them kisses on the
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like, look. I've not been to topless bars in years and years, but I've been to them. You see how the guy goes up and gives them money, now the guys are looking. I mean, it is an incredible scene of a bunch of men with a bunch of little kids dancing around scantily clad, with a bunch of men scantily clad dancing around, and some men with no clothes on but glitter on their genitals.
Exactly.
With children.
You had some.
I mean, basically naked men with children. And watch, the media is either going to totally ignore this or turn it around.
Exactly. And you had
At the Huffington Post and BuzzFeed and places and Salon that promotes pedophilia, what are you doing signing on to all this and covering it up? What is wrong with you people? This isn't tolerance. This is sick. And it's going to bite you all in the butt. You watch.
The LGBTQ community needs to denounce this behavior. They need to stop putting children in this environment and exposing them to mature content, because this is what's going to happen. It's going to actually make it so that people say, well,
absolutely,
I guess all of it's being abused. Let's throw it all out. When in reality, it's essentially like bringing kids to a mock strip club performance event where you have them all dressed in clothing, but removing some articles of clothing alongside
women. Look, this was one step away. It all had the feeling of a swingers club.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's just stop right there. We're going to go to break, come back with the footage that I don't even want to play. And again, Millie, I think you should put out the stuff that you said you guys didn't put out. I think we need to put out the most hardcore because people just have a right to see this. They need to know. But men with nothing on but flecks of glass, glitter on their genitals, posing with children. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gay pride parade on PCP with your children in the middle of it. And people saying, be tolerant, be nice, don't restrict us. And it's just the most wanton grab at children's innocence I've ever seen. Because I guess they probe with the drag queen things we've got from AP, telling kids you're going to be drag queens and, you know, guys shaking their butts and their faces there to the next level. Ladies and gentlemen, then it becomes a protected group that you can't criticize because of their group, any of their activities. This is the Facebook plan.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay? Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, we know Hollywood, we know NAMBLA, we know all these groups have an agenda to break up the family and to sexualize children. And we know how they run their operations through the United Nations and other groups. And so all over the country and all over the world, they have these drag queen days at schools. You think, oh, okay, it's a drag queen coming to read the kids. And they tell them, I'm a man dressed as a woman, I'm a drag queen, you could be one too. Imagine if just a random guy showed up and said, like, Judge Roy Moore, I'm here and you're 5 years old, and I just want to know someday you might want to date me, little honey. You'd say that was grooming and totally sick. But because the left does it and the media backs it up, they go along with it. Now, Millie, we're not going to say these names on air. Some of them you can. But even for family friendly, we can say some of the names as the FCC on our radio stations, but I don't want to. Some we can't. But you pointed out during the break, it was about debasing women, and there was also a lot of Satanism overtones, of course. Repeat what you said during the break.
You know, believe it or not, watching their performances, I began to feel somewhat insulted. I know that sounds bizarre, but I was like, so you're going to say that you're a woman, and then you're going to prance around in the most derogatory sense, disrespecting women. They had women or drag queens dressed like cleaning ladies, like, you know, raunchy.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. Debase children, debase men, debase women. Is it funny? You're absolutely right. Tell people the names of what they call women. And if anybody else did it, they would say was to debase women. Tell people the names.
So one of the names was Muffy Fish Basket. Another was Eaton Johnson. I mean, the names were just completely raunchy and debased.
And they announce it to the kids. They go, it's Eating Johnson.
Yeah.
It's Rotten Fish Basket.
Yeah.
But again, the names were all about rotting, stinking women. Get into that.
Yes.
Which is debasing women. This is so sick.
The names were completely just horrible, and the whole theme was kind of disrespectful towards women. I mean, imagine
no, that's what it is. The whole thing is about becoming the women and then pulling down the women. The whole thing,
exactly.
The whole globalist program is aimed at women. That's in the declassified documents.
Well, imagine if somebody said they identified as a different racial group, and in depicting...
Imagine if I put blackface on and then ran around simulated robbing people and killing people, which would be totally racist and evil and stereotypical. Exactly. But it's okay. The left can do it. They can sexualize children. They can do racial stuff. They can tell the nastiest jokes you've ever heard. As long as you're not white.
And if these drag queens are saying, oh, we're women, we're depicting women, what is that telling little girls to be like? Should they be role models for little girls saying this
and by
is
the way,
what women should behave like?
I've decided to fight on this subject. We were told by Facebook last week, and we did record it, and we told them we recorded it. They actually had one of their high-level folks call us and say, we're going to start running stuff by you, and if you don't do what we say and take stuff down yourself, we're banning you. Well, hey. Huckleberry, throw me in that briar patch. And I know what they're going to do with this, because the one thing they said, you will not criticize drag queens. You will not say the word tranny. And I said, I looked up that word. It wasn't derogatory until 2017 when Facebook said it was. So they're now even controlling language. I don't even dislike, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are like that and into that who aren't going after kids. And there are a lot of folks that, you know, like Camille Paglia, that's a lesbian, saying this is child abuse, what's happening, it's an evil agenda, the sexualization, the confusing the genders, it's a targeted program, it's admitted. But that said, they can't hide behind the whole LGBT thing and do things like this. I mean, imagine if a group of men put on parties where they dance naked in front of your kids or scantily clad and your children gave them money. That's called pedophilia. That's called pervert land. Well, it was happening, but because it was a public festival, it hid in plain view.
Exactly. It hid in plain view. And because everyone had to be tolerant, see, it was almost really disturbing to watch the other people in the audience because you could tell a lot of them were bleeding heart liberals. And they were essentially, when they were giving the money, they had this look of pride on their face that they were virtue signaling by supporting and giving money to this drag queen that's been so oppressed.
And now everyone's being tricked into worshiping something, creepy fat men in clown makeup, half naked, shaking their butts in kids' faces. Suddenly, this total debasement of everybody is cool and wonderful. Oh, but they want strip bars shut down because it debases women. No, they want to control women. The left wants to pimp and run women because women are the heart of all civilization. The advertisers know it. Every culture knew it. Islam keeps them locked up. The West doesn't, and that's why the West is under attack.
And it's disgusting when you would see that those toddlers, those young little beauty queens, kind of being overly sexualized when they have them all done up in makeup. They have false teeth to make it look like they have adult women teeth, thicker hair weaves to make it look like they have more hair like adult women. And then now you're seeing it being done to little boys dressed in drag with full-on drag.
Everybody knew the JonBenet Ramsey thing was creepy. This is like 50 levels crazier. I mean, it's the craziest. In fact, we've not shown the footage here on radio and TV. But we're going to start getting to it now. The full footage that's in her piece, I guess there's even more, is on InfoWars.com. Let's put it on screen. Everyone doesn't want to watch this, but you've got to watch it. You've got to know what's going on in your public schools. You've got to know what's happening in public, what's happening. It's on InfoWars.com. Drag Queen Festival in Austin promotes early sexual gender confusion. And again, I have fought so hard on this title today until it's become one of these metaphysical things that is nearly impossible to get right. But we're going to get the headline right now, live on air. Put the headline back up for me, please. We're going to do this right now. The headline is Drag Queen Festival in Austin promotes early sexualization of children. Early sexualization of children / gender confusion. My kingdom for a horse, a horse, a horse, a kingdom for my horse. It's just funny how things work. Things run so well around here. But once something doesn't work, hell could just come out of the ground and kill us. I mean, because I have been for 3 hours hammering this headline, hammering. Let's put it back up because this is my life's going to be complete when once this gets changed. Okay. Because it's Drag Queen Festival in Austin promotes early sexualization of children / gender confusion. Okay, that is the headline for YouTube. That is the headline. That is the headline. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the whole lesson from this thing, this experience going to this festival, which was so creepy. The energy there was just so dark, so creepy. I wanted to leave many parts of it just seeing the way that the children would be being exposed to mature content. But the lesson here is that this is a slippery slope. when you start saying, okay, it's okay to bring drag queens into schools and have them do these book story time telling, well, these are the same people that are going and performing at these drag festivals, and now children are being drugged into it. You have children being overly sexualized, watching these drag queens twerking around. They had them, like, spreading their legs, dance around on these rings.
We got it. The headline's up there. Let's put it up there. Now, again, here is a man humping with his butt in the air.
Yeah, he's, like, twerking or something.
With children running over, giving him money, and then they're pole dancing men dressed as women with children, and then a woman in a hijab. What about that?
Oh, yeah, that was the weirdest part of all. There was a woman in a hijab there, and she was giving money to the little trans drag queen child. And
you know, under Islam, men having sex with boys is okay. Men with men, they execute.
That was just very confusing. I couldn't
look at this. I mean, go back. We've got a man dressed like a woman with his shirt off. I mean, this is just...
And here's the thing here. This particular image that we are watching is a boy who calls himself Lactatia as a drag queen. And they're making fun of, oh, I'm a lactator, Lactatia. And they're making fun of it. And it's like, no, you're not. Okay, no, you're not. And the slap in the face here is they want us to acknowledge them as women. Excuse me, you are not a woman. You do not have to deal with a monthly pain in the butt.
Well, they talk about cultural appropriation. We talk about cultural appropriation. This is cultural appropriation, saying you're a woman, but then they tell anybody else, oh, you can't go to Oktoberfest if you're not German, or you can't go to Cinco de Mayo if you're not Mexican, trying to keep us all in our little groups controlled, but then they literally appropriate the whole deal and then tell you what it is to be a woman.
You're not a womb man. A womb man. A man with a womb. Okay? Women have to deal with certain things, certain problems, certain issues. You don't get to choose, you know, whether or not you're going to deal with certain womanly issues, especially your monthly issue there. But these guys that want to dress up as women and say they're women, make a mockery, disrespect
Absolutely.
Women, they want to claim rights of womanhood. They want to claim that they should be able to compete alongside women in women's
sports. Hey, even in the Olympics now, the main winners of the races are men that say they're women.
Exactly.
It's this total freakazoid world where they say we're hateful because we believe there's a male whale, a female whale, a male possum, a female possum. You know, there's a male lizard, a female lizard. I mean, this is a total overthrow of reality, and then saying on the entrance forms, we don't have a right to say male or female because that might hurt somebody else. They have new pronouns for it all. We never got to the video. We played some of the images for TV viewers, but it's on Infowars.com, and we did get the headline right, which is awesome. Drag Queen Festival in Austin promotes early sexualization of children. Gender confusion. And it's key to get out because they've gone a step too far. Oh, look, it's a unicorn. I forgot to mention the naked guy with the little kid is a unicorn, so it's okay.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came